Resentment. The man selling me the salmon was burly and agitated, very busy in his white butcher's coat, his day's catch laid out on ice under the white canvas tent tops, flapping in the summer breeze. I'd been bumbling through our French adventure with a mere parlez-vous anglais and a smile, a pause. Just my gratitude about being alive and in Paris carried me along. I dressed in my best go-to-work clothes. We had fetched our youngest from her year in East Germany as an exchange student, toured Munich and Heidelberg, and arrived in Paris via mahogany-paneled night train for the famous heat wave of 03. No problem for some New Mexicans. The market under the metro was busy, and the man seemed annoyed that I couldn't, no matter how loud he yelled at me, understand his words or body language. I paid for the fish, but he was demanding that I look up, and so I did. Yes, he wanted me to notice the rain and make a comment. Hopeless, of course, as I could only in French ask if he spoke English, which he most assuredly did not. He didn't care about my vacation or new dress or the many pounds I'd shed incidentally on a diet to save my life. I backed away, did not flip him off, of course, not sure at all what kind of trouble I might incur if I had. I was happy in Paris as soon as I separated myself from my then angry daughter, her promises of using a little compassion with me. I was mortally ill, but didn't look it. I couldn't keep up with the 320-somethings who were sharing our darling French apartment, owned by the niece. I was just with my husband that day, having vowed to spend the days alone rather than be told what a drag I was to be with. Since I had to rest, needed to see the map so I could know where we were, needed not to wander aimlessly in 100-degree weather. The fish man and the rain story and my daughter weren't such a problem. I was still happy. I'd scored a light and airy dress from H&M and felt beautiful walking along the avenue that morning. French men politely giving me approving smiles. I was alive. I was in Paris. Not because I deserved it or had saved and scrimped or felt that only the French had great museums. I was there because we had a free apartment for a week, because I'd lost my heaviness of body and soul. Even the fish man couldn't bring me down. On the avenue heading for the pâtisserie, I reminded myself that she would most likely grow out of her insensitivity. She'd have to, alcohol-induced or otherwise. She'd see how brief our time is, how every day is the only day we have, none other. Even on the roasting subways, we were making eye contact finally, smiling at the insane hot trains and craziness of being in France. We traveled to Normandy to put our feet in the North Sea, to wander the villages where our soldiers had landed courageously to sweep Hitler's armies away. I made little sandwiches of brie and delicious bread. We will remember these days as a time for the four of us, a family within our larger family. The fishman had been so angry with me for not talking about the weather in French. We don't educate very thoroughly in our country, but we did help kick Hitler's ass.